Good morning, it's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report, and joining us this morning is Frontier Extension District Adult Development and Aging Family Resource Management Agent Janae McNally. Good morning, Janae.
Good morning.
Now, we've talked about, we're big tech people, and technology only growing, so there's some assistive technology you're going to talk about, and man, am I intrigued to see what you've got to say.
Yeah, you know, technology is around us all the time, and today I'm going to talk about assistive technology, which is some statistics here. One in four adults in the United States have a disability, which it's about 61 million adults, which about 6% of all adults struggle to live alone or even run errands by themselves, which I don't think we think about on a daily basis unless we're one of those adults that struggle. But that is why assistive technology is so important. And, you know, that assistive technologies really refer to as any tool or technology that helps a person complete functional tasks with, ease and efficiency. It also is beneficial for people with disabilities, older adults, but, most of us use assistive technology every day. If we wear glasses or if we use a step stool, those are forms of assistive technology. It can be low-tech, it can be high-tech, inexpensive, which is great, or sometimes it can be a little bit more expensive depending on what tool we would need. You know, it can also range from a rubber grip that you hold, you know, to help open a jar. You know, they even have computers now that can help you communicate using only their eyes. So, I mean, there's a huge wide range of things that assistive technology can help us with. It can help assist making our daily tasks a little bit easier for all of us, but it also holds special value for those people with disabilities, maybe the older adult population, and with people with non-communicable diseases, you know, such as diabetes or strokes. You know, it's so important and when using assistive technology because it helps people live more independently, in return, live by themselves or live in their own home a little bit longer. It also helps people stay in the workforce and, you know, maybe in return make a little bit more money. Maybe there's a simple tool that can help you in your job. So, again, you can work a little longer and have more money in your pocket. It can also help caregivers. You know, many of us are caregivers by making those daily tasks a little easier and helping also for that patient reduce the need for caregiving. It prevents maybe future injuries or maybe helps those injuries that we currently have be a little easier and a little less strenuous on us. So you're probably asking yourself, what kind of assistive technology is right for me and maybe my disability? So knowing where to start can be a little overwhelming, but there are a few questions that you can probably ask yourself that will help you decide what assistive technology could be right for you. For example, you know, ask yourself, what are the biggest challenges maybe I face every day or multiple times a week? You know, which ones are particularly difficult for me to do? Maybe what do I often forget to do? Another good question you might ask yourself is, do I know anyone else who also has these same struggles that's maybe using an assistive technology that could be helpful for me? What products do they find to be most helpful? And is the device, you know, maybe once I find a device that's easy for me to use, is it easy to maintain and repair or replace if needed? And, you know, do I need this certain type of device to address my needs? And will I even use it, you know, once I have this in hand? You know, talking with an expert who can assess your unique needs is a good first step. And, you know, this could be anywhere from your primary health care doctor to maybe one of your therapists. Maybe it's an occupational therapist. Maybe it's a speech-language pathologist. Any of those kind of specialists might be able to help you find the assistive technology device that's right for you. And also know that most medical supply stores have staff that can help decide what tools and devices would maybe be most beneficial for you. You can also get those assistive technology devices and tools from most medical supply stores, pharmacies, or online retailers, and some big box stores also sell common devices. Many communities have lending programs that supply free or low-cost devices. Some assistive technology devices can even be made at home. Depending on what you're needing, you could probably maybe make some of those at home yourself at minimal cost. You might also be wondering, well, how do I pay for these devices? One option, of course, is out of pocket. Sometimes they're not covered by these other things I'm going to talk about here in a minute, but you can always pay for things out of pocket. But before you do pay out of pocket, I would have you look into maybe Medicare Part B, which is the medical insurance coverage, usually covers any durable medical equipment if a doctor prescribes it. So this can include anything from a cane to a commode, a chair, a walker, a wheelchair, anything in that realm. Also, maybe your insurance provider. In most cases, a doctor's written prescription is needed, but you know, you might contact your insurance provider to find out more. If you find a tool or device that might work for you, will your insurance cover that if your doctor can write a note for that? Also, if you're a veteran, the VA might also be able to help cover the cost of some of those devices and equipment. And also, if you have an HSA or an FSA, flexible spending account or health savings account, those may help cover the cost of assistive technology devices as well. And it might be an itemized deduction for your medical and dental expenses. Another one you might want to look into is to maybe rent it, reuse something from someone else, and recycle. You know, search for lower cost used items that are still in good working order, maybe rent-to-own program, short-term rentals. I know sometimes when people, for example, go into hospice, sometimes that patient needs a lift chair, not for a really long time, but you know, I know of people who've been given a really nice lift chair as they've entered hospice, and that's been so helpful to the family, and then they just pass that on along when that patient is done with it. So you might look into those kinds of things. There are actually several places in Kansas where you can learn more about the unique resources and programs that we can offer here in Kansas, and one of those is Assistive Technology for Kansas. It has 5 access sites around the state and is coordinated by Kansas University Center for Disabilities. Another one is Kansas Equipment Exchange Reuse Program, and it allows eligible Kansans to get quality refurbished medical equipment for free or at low patient cost. The next one I want to talk about is K-Loan. And it's a disability consumer-led loan program that helps people with disabilities maybe access loans, financial resources, and financial education for assistive technology. The next one I want to talk about is Kansas Chapter of the Arthritis Foundation. Helps people within its service area get equipment and personal care items that will help them take control of their arthritis. Another one is ADAPTECH Research Network, and it's developed technology resources that are helpful for people with disabilities, and it also has some free and inexpensive adaptive technology demonstration videos for people to watch. Another one is the National AgriBility Project, and it assists with resources for farmers, ranchers, and other agricultural workers. But I have within my office and within my own reach a program that I could come do, and it's full of assistive technology devices and tools and things that make our daily lives easier. From it helps you button and zip your coat or jacket to you know, maybe a stable cutting board. I've gone out and done this program at different locations across the district, and it's really been received pretty well, I feel like. And so if anyone is interested in me coming out and showing some of those assistive technology devices, I would be more than happy to do that. And if anyone has any questions about assistive technology devices, they can always reach out to me at jmcnally@ksu.edu or at the Extension office here in the Frontier Extension District at 785-828-4438.
Tons of ways to help people stay in their homes. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Marion Extension District 4-H Agent Carla Hightower.